Now to more stories, including a call for action from developers of a derelict site in Thorpe St Andrew, and a con man gets a jail sentence. But first, crowds line the streets to give thanks to the UK's Normandy heroes.
It was a day of mixed emotions and mixed weather, a day when heartfelt thanks was given to a group of heroes who made their first visit more than seven decades ago, but whose legacy will last forever. At Arromanches in Normandy, people of all nationalities and of all ages gathered in the same place as those who fought and died for the liberation of Europe during World War II in June 1944. They came to give thanks and to remember the sacrifices made by so many. Through intermittent showers, dozens of British Normandy veterans, including those from Norwich and District Normandy Veterans Association, from across the country, were honoured at the ceremony, at a ceremony which accentuated the importance of remembrance. Lord Richard Dannett led the salute and made a promise to the veterans. "We pledge to you that while any of us have life and breath, your memories will never be forgotten. Thank you." After a rousing chorus of Auld Lang Syne, where crowds linked arms to sing together, the veterans walked or were pushed in wheelchairs along Arromanches High Street, which was lined with well-wishers, many with tears in their eyes, all offering their thanks to the men and women who helped secure freedom, firstly for France, and then for occupied Europe. "It means so much to us," said David Woodrow, 93, "seeing everyone so happy. This is what we did it for. This is why it was worthwhile." Before Arromanches, veterans from the Norwich and District Normandy Veterans Association attended a moving ceremony at the nearby Asnelles, where a wreath was laid for Social Secretary Kitty Burge, who died in May, shortly before making her annual pilgrimage to France to honour her late husband, Reg, who came ashore there on D-Day.
A group of young people are to be given the chance to create their very own literature festival after Writers' Centre Norwich was awarded £40,000 in European Union funding for the project. The Creative Europe grant, awarded to WCN as part of a larger bid with Pen Catala, Catalan Pen, Barcelona, and Krakow UNESCO City of Literature, will give 10 Norwich students from disadvantaged backgrounds the chance to take part in the international scheme. They will have training sessions with experts from local arts organisations and also travel to Krakow, Norwich's partner UNESCO City of Literature in Poland, where they will see other young people produce a poetry slam festival. Following on from this, they will create their own festival that will explore freedom of speech in the global and digital world. Jonathan Morley, Writers' Centre Norwich Programme Director, said, "We're living in an age where barriers between nations and social groups seem to be increasingly promoted. For this reason, this investment from the European Union's Shared Cultural Fund into the education and life chances of young people in Norfolk is to be welcomed. Through this project's networked approach, reading and writing have the power to transform our young people's lives by opening their minds to new international perspectives, broadening their horizons, and deepening their social awareness. Insularity is a great danger in today's world. Dialogue and cooperation can challenge it. The project builds on the success of WCN's Young Ambassador Scheme. WCN plans to recruit the young people later this year, and the festival is scheduled to take place in July 2019.
Some Norfolk school pupils have been taking to the stage to star in a new production of the classic opera at the Norwich Theatre Royal. The children from Arden Grove Infant and Nursery School and Firstside Junior School joined the English touring opera cast in a production of Puccini's Tosca at the City venue on Thursday and Friday. The show tells the story of Floria Tosca, the wife of a painter who is called upon to hide an escaped political prisoner. The pupils played the roles of 19th century choristers who were part of a procession in a spooky and somber scene at the end of Act One. Ahead of their starring roles, the children had worked hard in rehearsals at school with the help of the opera company's education team. John Bultitude from Norwich Theatre Royal said the students from both schools gave an incredible performance. They'd done a lot of work in school, learning the songs and ensuring their performance was top-notch, before honing their performance during a technical rehearsal prior to the first night. Their debut Tosca performance was fantastic, with all of them given 100%. They worked extremely hard to not only learn the songs, but to take stage directions, project their voices and practice breathing techniques, all while singing in Italian.
A call for urgent action has been made to the owners of a derelict, vandalised and fire-hit historic site in Thorpe St Andrews. The Pinebank site, a former sports and social club off Yarmouth Road, has lain vacant for almost a decade, and despite having planning permission for 4 years, diggers have not yet moved in. Last May, the developers of the site also bought the adjacent Langley Preparatory School. Renewed calls for action at Pinebanks come as the landowners have appealed a legal notice requiring them to secure the site better amid reports of antisocial behaviour in the area. Broadland District Council issued a community protection notice in April after ongoing safety concerns about the site. But after Occubus, the development manager for the site's owners, Burleet Limited, appealed the notice, the council said they were unable to enforce it. The case is due to be heard at Great Yarmouth Magistrates Court on July the 18th.
Ambitious plans to speed up journeys from Norwich and Ipswich to London are one step closer after Greater Anglia unveiled a new model of its future trains. The rail giant is investing £1.4 billion in 1,043 new carriages, which will replace its current 30-year-old fleet towards the end of 2020. A model of the Stadler Flirt train was on show at Greater Anglia's Norwich Depot yesterday. As well as including more seats, state-of-the-art air conditioning, Wi-Fi, USB and plug points, the carriages will all be able to operate a 90-minute service from Norwich to London and a 60-minute service from Ipswich to London. The new trains will also allow for quicker and increased services across Greater Anglia network and quicker recovery from line disruptions. Jonathan Denby, head of corporate affairs at Greater Anglia, said, "Ultimately, it will bring a complete transformation of the train service in East Anglia. It is going to transform the travelling environment. But despite a promise in punctuality, reliability and carriage quality," Mr. Denby said, "train fares would not be affected and passengers would get much better value for money through the new transport." He added, "This will make East Anglia a far more attractive place to live. It will be good for the economy." The rail chief said the changes would bring about boost to businesses who were more likely to relocate to an area with improved transport links. Better services and trains will also benefit the tourist industry.
A Norwich fraudster kept conning shoppers, despite being arrested and on bail, by setting up new companies to sell garden furniture. Nathan Jolly, aged 22, used multiple firms he set up and then promoted on website Gumtree to sell garden furniture to customers across Norfolk. But dozens of customers were left out of pocket when the furniture was never delivered. Andrew Shaw, prosecuting, said Jolly first set up a company called Bargain Basement and Bargains UK in 2015. Between February of that year and July, he took orders for goods worth around £4,500, which were not delivered. Judge Anthony Bate sentenced Jolly to 20 months in jail.
The UK's largest housing association has opened its new office at Broadland Business Park in Norwich. Clarion Housing Group has taken offices formerly occupied by Aviva at Reed House, where 450 staff from its three offices previously at St Andrew's Business Park have been brought together under one roof. The offices would future-proof the business and have a capacity for up to 600 staff, said a spokesman. Jonathan Cawthra, Group Resources Manager, said, "This is a key milestone for Clarion Housing Group. Due to the success of the Norwich base, we made the decision to consolidate our operations here, and in time expect to become an even bigger employer in the city, occupying this fantastic new space at Reed House." Clarion owns and manages 123,000 homes across the country and was formed from the 2016 merger between Circle Housing and Affinity Sutton.